And now I'd like to welcome yet another open mic host, Cheryl Perrault, who hosts the open mic at the cable station in Hopkinton, Mass, on Saturday mornings, generally once a month. And the last one of the season is this weekend, this Saturday, and she can tell you something about it. And she writes performance poetry and is often accompanied by Steve Rapson, as she will be tonight. Please welcome Cheryl Perrault with Steve Rapson.
Thank you, Ellen and Jake and Ira. It's great to be here today with my friend Steve. And yes, Wake Up and Smell the Poetry, the venue I host in Hopkinton. The very last event is this Saturday. We are on a waiting list status now for open mic, but happy to have you sign up for a waiting list or come to listen. We have David Daniel, who's a poet and singer-songwriter, and he is chairperson at Fairleigh Dickinson University, and he's bringing Wham Fest, the collaboration of singer-songwriters and poets, together over there. And he just brought Robert Pinsky, the poet Paul Muldoon, and the guy behind me, Bruce Springsteen, out to his university to get poets and songwriters together. So he's going to talk about that, and he's going to perform himself, and his friend Susan Cataneo from Berklee College is going to be there, and also Hopkinton's poet Peter LeGoy. That's Saturday, and that's the last one till October. So I'd like you to come down if you're interested. I could give you the information. And now, over at Emerson, I sang for fun because I am taking voice lessons because I want to see that singing can be fun. Really. And I am trying. And so Steve saw me sing I Love Paris with a boa and a beret, and he said, if you would be willing to be serious, I'll accompany you. And so I've...
I don't think I said that. Here's what I said. You know what, Cheryl? You're actually a pretty good singer. Why don't we do it sometime? I think it was like that.
All right. And
you're like children,
yeah. And my voice teacher picked this particular song for me, The Very Thought of You, performed by Nancy Wilson. And I thought, since I'm a beginner, I have to try and try until I can sound just like her. So I was singing along with her on the CD. And when I sang with her, it sounded good. But whenever I tried alone, so Steve said, don't try to sing like her, just try to get the simple song. So that's what we're doing tonight. We're trying to get the simple song. Okay.
Have you done explaining yourself?
But maybe I'm a little more relaxed.
Take a deep breath. Nah.
I don't need your photograph to keep by my bed. Your picture is always in my head. I don't need your portrait, dear, to call you to mind. For waking or sleeping, I've got dancers, dear, I find. The very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a queen, and foolish though it may seem to me, that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you, you never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in the stars above. It's a thought of you, the very thought of you, of you, the very thought of you, my love.
Stand up and bow.
I can't.
That was absolutely lovely. We've got to hear a lot more of Cheryl's singing, and Steve's accompaniment was very tasty, too.